to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hello, I'm so glad you're here for today's episode because today I'm just like pouring love and belief and like support into you because you deserve it. And I think it could be really easy for us whenever we're working towards anything. Obviously, if you're listening to this specific episode, you are most likely trying to conceive right now. And you know, it could be really easy for you to just like get in the grind of everything and of just like, okay, I gotta do this. What more can I do? Like, and you're just like all in your head of like, okay, I just want to get pregnant. And like, obviously I'm not faulting you for that, especially if you've been trying for so long. It could be so easy for you to get in that mindset, but I really want to just like offer another viewpoint of this for you to like help you keep going and to really realize like the massive like changes and the legacy changing shit that you are doing in your life and in your family because you are wanting to get pregnant and you are wanting to do it naturally, right? And the reason why this is coming up is specifically because of the women that are in my Trying to Conceive Accelerator, which if you don't know what that is, that's like my intimate group. There's 5 women in there right now. I don't take more than like 7-8, but there's 5 women in there right now and they're all been trying to conceive for 4 or more months and they get like the Mind Your Hormones method, they get Activate Your Fertility, they get all my courses and stuff. They have one-on-one calls with me. There's a group like chat that we're all in there together. We get 2 calls a month where I'm like auditing their BBT, their food journals, all things, right? So I worked together for 4 months. So I know the ins and outs of exactly what they're doing, what they're not doing, like everything, right? We work very intimately together and I'm just like so in awe of them and like the resiliency, the dedication, the willingness to make all these changes and to stay committed to it even when they don't see the result that they want to yet, which is a very hard skill to do. But like their commitment, their dedication, their resiliency, it literally blows my mind. And I'm just like so freaking honored that I get to actually support them through this process. And I know there's so many of you who are doing the work too, whether you're in the Mind Your Hormones method, whether we're not working together, whether you're working with someone else or whatever it is, like, and what I want to just offer this other viewpoint to you to help you realize like really what you're doing, because it's so much more than just boosting your fertility to get pregnant. Like the work that you're doing to change your nutrition, to change your lifestyle, to work on your energetic being, to work on your emotions and the trauma you've maybe experienced, whether it's big trauma, little trauma, doesn't matter what it is. Like the work that you're doing is so much more than just boosting your fertility. It's doing everything that you can to control what you can control, because of course we can't control it all. Like pregnancy, we cannot control it all. I will never tell someone I can 100% help you get pregnant because I'm not God, I'm not the universe, I'm not source, whatever you want to believe in. And there is a miraculous piece to it all because it's just like an absolutely insane process. So like it's doing everything that you can to control what you can control to create the best physical, mental, and emotional environment possible to grow your baby so that they have a healthy, thriving home to grow in for 9+ months so that you can feel your absolute best as you possibly can while you're growing another human. And side note, you're also growing an organ. You literally are growing a human and growing an organ, the placenta that supports the baby, like all at once while you're still doing your normal day-to-day stuff. Like it's absolutely insane. And you're carrying this baby all day, every day for 9+ months. So doing the things that you're doing to support your fertility are also helping you through all stages of fertility journey, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, all of it. It's helping you feel so strong in your mind and body to navigate birth, which is one of the most energy intensive, physical, mental, and emotional intense things you'll ever do in your life, no matter what type of birth that you have. It's helping you know how to nutritionally support yourself to improve your milk supply, right? Especially if you're someone who wants to breastfeed, which most people who are trying to do things naturally definitely have a priority to do that too. And so you have the tools and the knowledge to nourish yourself as best as you freaking can postpartum when your entire world is literally upside down. Like, there's just no preparation for it. Like, you can read all the books, you could do all the things, and everyone says this, but it's really just true. You cannot prepare for it. Your whole world is literally just completely different in the blink of an eye. And like, you having these tools and this knowledge and this lifestyle that you've created to help you get pregnant is going to serve you more than you will ever know in this current moment when you are postpartum, right? It's also going to help you model what living a hormone healthy lifestyle looks like to your future child, whether it's a baby girl, baby boy, whatever it is, doesn't matter. You're still modeling this to them. And that, so you can teach them about their body, especially if it's a girl. So you, because you know about yours, right? Like, if we don't know about our bodies, if we don't know how to take care of ourselves, if we don't know how our like actual female system works, how are we going to teach our daughters that? Okay, I'm assuming if you're listening to this specific episode that you are someone who is either trying to conceive, like actively right now, maybe you've been trying for a while, or maybe you just started, or you're someone who is prepping for pregnancy, whether you want to get pregnant in the next year or less, or maybe you're even a mom right now and you're just listening to this episode, whatever it is, if you're postpartum, if you're in any of those three buckets, you need to know about this company that I am absolutely obsessed with. I personally use them every single day. I recommend them to all of my clients, to all of my friends. Like, I'm freaking obsessed with them. And the company that I'm talking about is Needed. And this is for fertility, for pregnancy, for postpartum, for women's health in general. It is astounding to me the amount of shitty prenatals and just supplements in general, pre and postnatals, and supplements in general that are on the market and that have really good marketing, but really shitty quality ingredients, really low amount of nutrients that are not actually absorbable in our body, with other ingredients in there that are horrible, even ones that your doctor recommends or ones that you go to the store to get, even in Whole Foods, like even some that influencers recommend. I've done podcast episodes on this because I have a lot to say about it. But we need to make sure that we are taking high quality supplementation, especially when it comes to your fertility, to your pregnancy, to postpartum, to breastfeeding. Like, it is so important to have nutrient density, meaning that you are absorbing the amount of nutrients that you're taking and that you actually are having an abundant amount of them, because not only are you supporting your fertility to get pregnant, which is not life-threatening, so we need to make sure we have extra nutrients to go around, but you're also growing a human and you want to make sure you have an abundant amount of nutrients to not only support this growing baby and a growing organ, but also just support yourself. And then postpartum is extremely energy intensive. You're on the most least amount of sleep you've ever had in your life. You're breastfeeding. If you are breastfeeding, you're taking care of a human. Like, we got to make sure that we are supporting ourselves as best as we possibly can. And Needed is the way to go. I love that their nutrient density is on point. They have such a high amount of the certain minerals and antioxidants and actual nutrients that we need in our body in forms that your body can actually absorb, because that's so huge. A lot of companies will have specific nutrients in forms that are unabsorbable in the body. So we really want to make sure that they're absorbable forms, which Needed obviously has. They're backed by research. They have practitioners who are helping formulate the formulations, the supplements. They have third-party testing. Like, they're as clean as it gets. You know, if I'm taking this shit, it's clean. Okay. I'm a stickler. I don't put anything in my body specifically supplement-wise that is not like super, super clean with the most amount of like testing that could possibly be done. Okay. So I love that about them too. And I feel amazing on them. Like, honestly, I'm still waking up multiple times a night and I have energy because of these prenatals that are also postnatals. They're amazing. So go to thisisneeded.com. You could use code Corinne, Corinne, at checkout. I recommend taking a prenatal a year or less before you start getting pregnant, right? So if you're like, I want to get pregnant in the next year or less, start taking a prenatal now. Obviously, if you are actively trying to conceive, when you are pregnant and when you are postpartum as well, even if you're not breastfeeding, I recommend taking a postnatal for like a good 9 months after you give birth. If you're not breastfeeding, if you are breastfeeding, continue taking this prenatal, postnatal for the entire duration of you breastfeeding, and then a few months after that, because it's, again, really, really energy intensive. We have to make sure that we have enough nutrients in our body to support us, to support baby, all the things. So I love their prenatal. I also love their vegan omega that they have, their vegan DHA EPA, obsessed, so freaking good. They have a, for those of you who take collagen, they have collagen. They have an egg quality support, which is really great. They have a stress support that I like a lot too. They have so many amazing things over there. What I personally take from theirs is their choline, their iron, their pre-postnatal, and did I miss something? Their choline, their iron, and their pre and postnatal. Oh, their omega that I just talked about. Those are the ones that I personally use and take. I'm obsessed with them. Go to thisisneeda.com. Use code Corinne at checkout for a discount. And if you have any questions at all about any of their supplements, obviously come message me. I'll be happy to support you in it. You will feel a difference. Get on it ASAP. Thisisneeda.com. Use code Corinne at checkout. And if you've been trying to conceive for 4 or more months, it can be so easy to zoom in and hyper-focus on the obvious goal of getting pregnant, on the things that you're doing day to day to day. And this is something that I have to remind my clients so often, is like zooming out and being like, okay, we need to take a bird's eye view from your future self who's rocking their baby to sleep or nursing them in the, you know, the middle of Home Depot or the middle of a Target parking lot or in the backseat of the car, obviously when the car is not driving, or, you know, literally I've breastfed everywhere. Anywhere and anywhere is always the vibe. But anyway, like literally take a bird's eye view from that place and know that the lifestyle changes that you're making right now is not only going to support you in getting pregnant, it's going to support you and baby every single step of the freaking way. It's going to literally change the generational future of your family's health. Like, how insane is that to know that that's what you're doing? Like, if you're only like focused and the only thing that you are like thinking that you're doing to make these changes is just to get pregnant, it's going to be really hard for you to stay dedicated, to stay committed, to stay resilient, because, you know, it might be multiple months of you making these changes where you're still not seeing that positive pregnancy test. Because again, like I tell my clients all the time too, we're not robots, right? It takes time for our body to catch up and for our body to recalibrate. It takes about 90 days just for your egg quality to change, right? So it does take time, especially depending on how long you have been doing things a certain way. If you have a reproductive disorder like PCOS or like endometriosis or not, like it does take time. So you are going to be making some changes before you actually see that result of a positive pregnancy test, getting pregnant, staying pregnant. So if that's the only thing that you're looking at and you're not zooming out the bigger picture of like, wait a second, I'm not just doing this to get pregnant. I'm actually doing this to feel the best that I possibly can feel. I'm doing this to change the generational future of my family, whether I get pregnant in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 3 years, whatever it is, right? Like the work that you're doing to improve your fertility to naturally get pregnant is lineage changing. It is lineage changing, and it's also changing your overall health and wellness and your vitality and your longevity. Like, so that you can stay healthy and alive as long as possible for your child when you do have one. You know what I mean? Like, we want to feel the best when you actually have your baby here and be there for them as long as we possibly can. And the work that you're doing now is helping you do that. And it's going to serve you more than you could ever know in this current moment. So keep going. Keep going. Zoom out and know that it's all going to be more than worth it. And I know that this can be difficult, especially if you're in a season right now where maybe you have been trying for multiple years, or maybe you've just gone through a miscarriage. I've had so many friends and just like people in this space recently been navigating miscarriages, and I don't talk on it often because I don't have that personal experience. And that is something where, just like most things, you just don't know unless you know and you go through it. So I don't ever want to speak to it from personal experience because I have zero personal experience with it. But if you are going through something like that and you are getting back up and you are making the changes and you're supporting yourself through it, and wherever you're at in that journey, like, I'm so proud of you for doing what most people won't and taking charge of your health and taking charge of fertility and the future of your family's health. Like, I'm just so proud of you for being here, for listening to this podcast, for listening to this episode, for having your warm lemon water, for ordering your Miracle Worker magnesium, for taking your needed supplements, for shifting your diet and your products, and like for doing the hard stuff, like for investing in yourself. Like, I'm so proud of you. You've got this, okay? You've got this. I hope that this episode supports you. Please message me and let me know what you're up to, where you're at in your fertility journey in life. And just like, I really hope this supported you. Please share this with anyone, a friend, a family member, whoever, who is trying to conceive, so that they can hopefully feel supported and also get all the other episodes where I'm giving more like tactical advice of like, here, do this, do this. And also, if you are trying to conceive, which you probably are if you're listening to this, whether you are actively trying to conceive or you're going to start in the near future, meaning like a year or less from now, and you have not yet watched my free masterclass, Trying to Conceive Masterclass, I teach you all about the root causes of fertility challenges. And I don't say infertility for a reason, which is quote unquote infertility awareness week right now. If you listen to this at the time of this recording, and I just like don't play into that because infertility makes it feel like you're infertile, like you're not able to actually ever get pregnant and like you're sterile. And I think I read or heard somewhere that it's like 3% of the population is actually sterile. Don't quote me on that percentage. I don't have the study or anything. I just remember hearing that. Regardless, it's an extremely small percent of the population is actually sterile, quote unquote infertile. So like infertility is just not a word that I use. So I say fertility challenges. But anyway, I teach you about the root cause of fertility issues and 5 things that you can do ASAP to boost your fertility. So if you have not yet listened or watched that masterclass, definitely check it out. I will put the link for that in the show notes, but I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. You've got this, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.